This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
I'm Sandra Blumenrath, science writer with DIA, and I'm joined here by Nina Johnson from Western New England University College of Pharmacy. And Nina just won third place for best student presentation at the DIA annual meeting. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much.
So what was the title of your poster?
So the title of my poster was the assessment of the United States REMS program requirements for NDAs and BLAs.
Can you tell me a bit more about what the study was about?
Yeah, so we compared both NDAs and BLAs, REMS programs, requirements since implementation of the Food and Drug Administration Amendments Act of 2007, to see if there was any differences between requirements and release rates, and to get a further understanding between the two different classes.
So what inspired you to conduct this particular research? Why not something else? Why particular this topic?
Yeah, so I really have an interest in the REMS and in risk management within PB, but I really wanted to gain a further understanding of BLAs because it's such a hot area, especially here in Cambridge. There's so much research and development, and there's so much research and development with biologics right now. So to gain a further understanding of the risks that were associated with it and also what the requirements were for those risks by our governing body.
So when you did your study and now presenting your results, what were some of those major results and what did you conclude from those results?
So we found that BLAs had a higher likelihood on product approval to have a REMS requirement, but once they were approved, there was actually no difference between the two of whether they got released or even what the requirements were, which was surprising. But we did identify that the actual risks were different than NDAs. So they would have risk of neoplasms and carcinoma or immune system disorders, as opposed to NDAs, which had more like teratogenic effects. So it was interesting to compare the two and to see that in the data.
That's interesting. Was there anything else that you found that you might not have presented in the poster?
I was really surprised initially that I found that there was no difference between the two as far as scrutiny goes. I assumed that BLAs would have a higher requirement and they would have, their risks are different. So I was very interested to see that there wasn't a difference between the two. And we didn't present that actual data, but as far as what the requirements were, they were so similar between the two as far as what the REMS elements were.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting that we found.
So what do you hope that this particular study, contributes to in the field or any kind of future research that you would like to do?
Maybe more of a further understanding of what BLAs are and what their risks are and, how the FDA's approach is going to be to that. Because right now, in comparison to NDAs, it's so much fewer than BLAs by CDER. So it's going to be interesting to see over time, while BLAs are increasing more in research and in product approvals, how that happens, like what the requirements are by the FDA, what the risks are. So for people to get a further understanding of that will be great. And I think that research will do that.
So are you trying to do that in the future?
Yeah, I love risk management.
Yeah,
and I also love pharmacovigilance.
Do you have any specific projects in mind?
I think it'd be interesting to see an assessment of the efficacy of the REMS program and see like what the evidence base is behind that. So I'm interested to see what kind of projects that I could work on now, but I know that there are assessments of that within companies and within the FDA. So it'd be great to do that.
Yeah, that will certainly be an interesting topic that I think our audience would also enjoy hearing about.
Yeah.
So congratulations again. It was really an honor being with you here today. And it's fantastic that you were able to come to DIA, the Global Annual Meeting, and win a poster presentation.
Thank you so much.
And to our listeners also, thank you for listening and also watching.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.